You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. This month, Ballet Arts Ensemble is gearing up for a very special performance of Paquita, a popular ballet about a poor young Spanish woman who saves a French officer's life and discovers her noble roots. Director Kathy Hewling says, with the help of guest artist Donnell Dreya and Stephen Sanford from the Grand Rapids Ballet, the company is finally performing Paquita the way it's supposed to be performed, with beautiful, complex solos.
Such a great opportunity for our girls to be able to actually not just perform with professionals in the same production, but to be in this difficult ballet with them. And particularly the choreography for the core, which would be our girls, our 12 girls, is very challenging. So that kind of got the ball rolling with the world travelogue kind of idea.
Now the concert will not only include a well-rounded Paquita, but also classical dances inspired by countries all over the world.
Part of classical ballet is classical character dance, which is different from folk dancing, all right? So Paquita is ballet, it's classical ballet, but it has within its structure very Spanish moves of the arms, of the head, the port de bras, you know, different positions of the body is very Spanish. And we learn this in classical character dancing, okay? But it's different from folk. It's not like the flamenco and, you know, the farruco and some of the dances that are indigenous to that country.
But that doesn't mean the program is without its surprises. Sisters Madhavi and Meghana Venugopal will be performing a classical Bollywood dance.
It's from a movie called Deithas, which is really traditional, and it's based in the early 1900s. So there's just a lot of like arm movements. We lip sync to the song, and it's just very bright and cheerful.
My name is Ed Amat, and I'm one of two guys in the Bog Road. We are uniquely focused here with Ballet Arts Ensemble, because my daughter happens to be dancing here, and I actually sit on the board of Ballet Arts, but we have been asked by Kathy Hewling, as part of this year's travelogue theme around the world, to join them in the set for the Irish session. So it's maybe the first time ever that a ballet company is playing live with an Irish band, but we intend on doing it right this week.
The rest of the program consists of a spoof on the famous Nutcracker snow scene, Polish and Russian-inspired dances, as well as the French can-can. You can see Ballet Arts Ensemble's spring concert, A World Travelogue, next Saturday, March 28th at Chenery Auditorium. Follow the links on our website for tickets. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.